It's Dee Dee in the Morning on a Friday. Hunk is standing by. What you got for us?
All right, Dee Dee, just after 9 o'clock, time for us to announce the neighborhood of the day. But before we get to that, we have to have a conversation with a special guest joining us to talk about a topic that is pertinent to a lot of our listeners, and that's affordable health care. So I'm excited to introduce to you James Michel. He is the Chief Executive Officer for Access Health CT. Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, and thank you for having me on this morning.
Glad to have you on, and we're at a time where time is running out, so to speak, with open enrollment ending on January 31st. So let's talk about open enrollment.
Open enrollment is the time of year where Connecticut residents could come and shop and compare and enroll in health insurance plans on Access Health Connecticut. And also, they could renew their plans as well. So every year, you have a chance to come in and change plans, pick a different plan, or if you don't have health insurance, you could come in at that point, enroll, shop, and compare and pick a plan for you and your family. They can also sign up for dental as well. The open enrollment period began on November 1st. This is every year. It typically ends in January on December 15th. But this year, we went to January 15th and further extended to January 31st. As you know, the governor created a subsidy for some folks who lost some of the coverage affordability because of the lack of action on Congress and the president's side, because they let a bill pass and it expired. So some folks lost some subsidy they got from the federal government. So the governor, back in mid-December, introduced a state subsidy. That state subsidy is going to allow some folks to help some folks make the health insurance more affordable. So because of that, we've extended the open enrollment to January 31st to give those folks an opportunity to come in, shop, compare, and enroll. Because some folks, they were just waiting to see what happened.
Now, January 31st is an important date. You have to shop and pick a plan by then, because if you don't, then you have to wait.
Yeah, what happens then, the open enrollment closes on the 31st. You will not be able to do it until next November. So that's a whole year without health insurance. Imagine you and your family are healthy, but things happen throughout the year. You get sick, you go to the hospital, you have a broken leg, something happens to you, and it is extraordinarily expensive. If you have to come out of pocket, it could be thousands and thousands of dollars that you and your family may not have, or if you have it saved for future use, it could be gone.
And I read a statistic where, you know, most bankruptcies are a result of, you know, medical expenses that people can't afford.
That is absolutely still true. The biggest reason for personal bankruptcies is personal health debt. Many people go to the hospital, they had some service done, they didn't have health insurance, so now they cannot afford to pay it. The hospitals go after them, so they have to file for bankruptcy to protect their other assets. Biggest reason why people file for bankruptcy in the U.S. is medical health debt.
Yeah, we want to make sure that our listeners stay healthy.
Again, it's easy to do. Just go to accesshealthct.com, do the application, And then you can enroll, pick a plan. We have brokers that will help you pick the best plan for you and your family. Sometimes health insurance could be very confusing. So we have certified brokers that we have certified. They're licensed, certified by us, where then they will help you pick the best plan for you and your family that's affordable for you. Now, if you go to our website, accesshealthct.com, we have a page called Get Help. So click on that page and you could put your zip code in. It will give you brokers that are within your zip code. Hopefully someone that looks like you and connect with you culturally.
Yeah.
Because we have put some focus in that space over the last 4 or 5 years.
Nice.
There are more black and brown brokers available for the communities of color.
And again, if you're just joining us, we're talking to James Michel. He is the Chief Executive Officer for Access Health CT. And we'll end on this final note. I can speak from personal experience. For the last couple of years, I've been through the portal of Access Health CT to get my insurance, both health and dental. And I can't say that it definitely, through the subsidies, have saved me a tremendous amount on my monthly health insurance costs, as well as the ease of using one of your brokers to kind of navigate me, because health insurance, like you said, can be confusing for most people. Right. And your brokers are well educated to, you know, really put it in layman's terms so that, you know, we as, you know, community members can understand it and, you know, make an educated decision.
Absolutely. Again, I cannot overstate how important it is that everyone should have health insurance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because God forbid, you get sick, somebody in your family gets sick, your kid gets sick, you need to have health insurance to make sure you your health is covered. More important now, but also you're financially covered. But more importantly, all the plans that are on the exchange provide certain coverage free of charge to you. Meaning that when you go to the doctor, you have no copay, no out-of-pocket costs, and that is your preventative type of services, such as your annual physical, colonoscopies, mammograms. So certain preventative medical procedures at no cost to you when you show up at at your doctor's office.
Now, I'll end on this note because last year, and I shared this with my audience before, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer and had to go through a whole series of tests and biopsies and eventually having surgery. And I can tell you, without health insurance, the cost for that would have been astronomical, which would have put me in one of the categories of filing for bankruptcy. Yeah. So again, we urge you to make sure that you get your coverage for yourself and your family and people you know. You have it January 31st to make your decision. And the website is accesshealthct.com.
And also, the thing is also, the brokers will be there to help you at no cost to you. And I want to be clear about this. If you sign up between now and January 31st, the date of your insurance kicks in on February 1st. If you miss that deadline, you got to wait until next year's open enrollment, which is whole year without any health insurance coverage. Just start gambling with your health and your finances.
And you definitely don't want to do that. James Michelle, thank you for joining us, Chief Executive Officer, Access Health CT. We appreciate what you do in providing this service for the community.
Thank you much. Appreciate it, sir.
You're welcome. So everybody, make sure you get your health insurance, accesshealthct.com. You have until January 31st to enroll. All right, Didi, as for us, we're headed into the final stretch. That means we have to announce the neighborhood of the day. And today is the Fairhaven neighborhood of New Haven. Write it down and remember it, because when Juan Castillo gives away the R&B Lovers Tour tickets later this afternoon, that's what you need to tell him in order to win.